The American Peanut Council met in Washington last week. One of the major committees that is now working is called the Peanut Butter for the Hungry Task Force. This is an effort to try to find more markets for peanuts through donation programs that are going around the world. According to the committee chairman, George Birdsong, president of Birdsong Peanuts, he said this year that they have four basic suppliers of these complementary foods, which are supposed to be eaten in conjunction with other foods to provide extra nutrition. There's also special vitamin foods such as RUSF, which is ready-to-use supplemental food, and RUTF, which is ready-to-use therapeutic food used to treat severely malnourished children. He said the World Health Organization consider it an essential medicine. But there are many international producers, he said. Project Peanut Butter is now going on in Malawi. Another one is Meds and Foods for Kids and Partners in Health. That's in Haiti. Another one is Nutriset, Uganda, Ethiopia, Sudan, India, and other countries. And that is headquartered in France. Currently, the World Health Organization recommends peanut-based RUTF as a treatment for severe acute malnutrition. Another area that they're working on is a worldwide demand for RUTF and RUSF, which they say it could be 100,000 metric tons, which is three times what was estimated 3 years ago. So the American Peanut Council believes that UNICEF and WFP, as well as other government agencies, may be able to buy these through their budget programs and use up some extra peanuts that might be produced this year. RUTF has purchased by UNICEF and the U.S. government. They have purchased 4,120 metric tons this year, and they anticipate more this coming up year. RUSF, they've purchased 3,630 metric tons this year and expect that to double next year. A new peanut-based food is currently being tested in Haiti as a food to improve nutrition for school-age children in a school feeding program similar to that one in the U.S. So a lot of expansion in the world of nutrition for our peanut folks. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.